Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous, and I am your host on today, also CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry. I'm an author, an inspirational writer, doing the things that God has put in my heart to do. But most of all, I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service souls. You've heard the commercial about the Maytag washerman, and he says he has nothing to do because everything has been done so perfectly. Well, I can't say that. And I don't know as believers if we can say that because there's always work to do. God always has something for us to do. So mine is to encourage others. And I love it. I love sharing him. Praise God. The scripture says, oh, taste and see. See for yourself that the Lord is good. So I taste it. Yes, I have. And I see that God is good. And he's better than Campbell's soup. Campbell's soup only get a good. Oh, but I got it. He gets a good. Now that's how good our God is. So if you haven't tasted, praise God, then you need to taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise God. And then you too will be anxious to see what it is that the Lord has for you to do. And I thank God for that. I thank him that he is an encourager, praise God, and that he continues to encourage me to do the different things that he gives me, praise God. It's like a never-ending well, praise God, of things to do. God continues, praise God. That's why he tells us to seek him. Seek him first, and he will give us, acknowledge him in all of our ways and doings, and he will direct our path. So I am so grateful. I am so grateful to God on this afternoon that I have this opportunity to come on and come before you to encourage you in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And so today we're going to talk about, it's your time to be encouraged. We're living in such a time, praise God, that it's your time now. It's your time. It's not time to look back and wonder and think, but it's your time to be encouraged. And so that's what I want to do today. I want to encourage you in the Word. I want to encourage you in the Lord. Praise God. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and he strengthens me, and he keeps right on doing great things for me. Praise God. Amen. And so let's just have a word of prayer, and then we'll come back and we're going to talk about it. It's your time to be encouraged. Praise God. So just one moment and hold here and let's see who we have with us on this afternoon. Praise God. Hold up. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Good afternoon. Praise the Lord.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, praise God. We have Minister Griffin with us. And Minister, I was just about to get ready to have a word of prayer. Praise God. And so we're going to ask you if you would send up a word of prayer for us and on this afternoon, and then we will get into our topic on today, talking about it's your time to be encouraged. Would you lead us in a word of prayer? Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Lord. Oh, Father God, first and foremost, we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Lord, Father God, thank you for your continued mercy, Lord. And, oh, Father God, right now, Lord, I ask that you bless every individual, Lord, on this call, Lord. Oh, Father God, whatever it is that they may be going through, whatever it is that they may need, Lord, we ask that you provide it, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your provision, Lord. We thank you for your protection, Lord. Oh, Father God, we claim this right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, be with us, Lord, on this call, Lord. Lord, and may everyone get the insight that they may need and encouragement that may keep them going. In Jesus' powerful name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. We praise God. Amen for Minister Quincy Griffin. Praise God, from All Nations Church of God in Christ, where our pastor is none other than Elder Tracy N. Mitchell. Is it Nolan Tracy or Tracy Nolan?
Nolan Tracy Mitchell.
Nolan Tracy Mitchell is our pastor. And so we praise God for Minister Griffin being with us on this afternoon, and that so we can talk about your time to be encouraged, your time, praise God. And it is your time. Thank you, Lord. It's your time to be encouraged. And today is Recover All Wednesday. Have you ever lost anything and then recovered it? Or I know I lost something, and I believed that I would get it back. Have you ever lost anything? Have you ever lost anything? So this is Recover All Wednesday, and it is based on 1 Samuel 30:8, where David asked God if he should pursue the men who came into David's camp, took his children, and God told David, yes, and recover all. So today, that's what we want to encourage you in, that you can recover all. Oh, God restores. He restores the whole. Praise God. So this is your time to be encouraged. Amen. Minister, did you have a scripture that you wanted to add in? Praise God. Or whatever you wanted to say. Praise the Lord.
Right now I'm actually driving, but I was just listening to a song this morning. And the song says that, everything you took from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that you took from me, I'm taking it back. And many times we have to know that. I mean, there's going to be times. I mean, that God's going to come into our life and allow us to take back the things and go back and get the things that He had for us. I mean, in those times He will. He will be the one, but the key is he will be the one that orchestrated. I mean, sometimes we'll go in frustrated under our own accord, and, David essentially asked for permission. He said, should I go back? Should I go back and ask for it? The thing about it was he went to God first. Many times everything we do, we have to go to God first.
Yeah.
I mean, before we move. Because you don't know why he allowed those things to be taken away.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So in everything we do, we must continue to trust in him. I was just thinking about that when you put this lesson in front of me, and I was like, wow, you know, I just heard that song this morning. Everything you took from me, I'm taking it back. When God is on our side, when he's the one in control of the situation, he's going to allow us to recover everything that was for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that because that's what he tells us. Acknowledge him in all of our ways and our doings, and he will. He didn't say he might. He said he will direct our path. Praise God. And so we're living in that time. We're living in a time where we need to be encouraged, and we need to know that we can recover all. We can be restored to whole. Praise God. It doesn't matter how much we have been through. Praise God. God can restore us. He's the only one. Thank you, Lord. Drugs, alcohol, those are temporary fixes. Temporary. Praise God. Oh, but God is a permanent fix. If we allow him to fix us, praise God. All we got to do is try and taste and see. We sing a song. Have you tried Jesus? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then the answer come back. He's all right. He's all right.
Amen.
He's all right. So you got to try him. You got to try him. Praise God. You got to try the Lord. So David, as you said, minister, David, he went to God first. And look what God did. Not only did he tell him to recover, to he could go, but he told him to recover all. Not only get his wives back, but all the silver and the gold and everything that they had, that God allowed him to even get more than what he had. And that's why it's so important that we go to God. He don't just bless us with just enough.
Amen.
He blesses us with more than enough. Oh, praise God. You had a thought there, minister? Praise God.
Yeah, I was thinking if you read further in that passage, if you read down further, I mean, not only did he allow him to recover it all, but then you notice, as you read further in Scripture, that David's men started getting beside themselves. Amen, because it was 200. Because it was 200. Other men that didn't come with them that got exhausted. And when the other 400 got back, they was like, man, we not finna share with these dudes. And many times God bring you to the blessing so that you could be a blessing to somebody else, no matter what they've done,
how
they contributed. He still wants you to be the blessing. Wants you to be the blessing. And the thing about it wasn't that the men didn't want to go. It was that that they had got tired. We got to carry the cross for other people.
Yes.
We got to carry that cross for a family member. When God blessed us, we might have to carry that cross for him. Amen.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He might select you like he selected the young man who was standing on side of the way, as Jesus was walking down with the cross, going to Calvary. We got to understand that. Sometimes we're going to have to carry that cross. We're going to have to carry that cross for other individuals. So, amen. I just wanted to, because as I read further, there was another thing that stuck out about that particular passage.
Amen.
The other men after God, they saw what God did. We saw how he moved, and they still got selfish.
Amen.
Still got selfish, and then, they didn't want to help the other ones, didn't want to share, didn't want to do anything. So praise God. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So that's what we're talking about. It's your time to be encouraged. Your time to be encouraged to stand up and be that person that God can use to bless somebody else. Praise God. When the Lord gave me this thing, Recover All Wednesday, he gave me Sunday, he gave me a title for each day. praise God. I was sitting and I wanted to be able to encourage people on Facebook. And each day I asked God, Lord, what would you have today? And so every day I did that until the Lord gave me something for every day. And so for Wednesday, it was recover all. So we are to recover all. Everything that the enemy has taken from us, God wants to restore us, and he wants to give us even more, even more. Praise God. Praise God. He wants to give us even more. And I think about John 16 and 33. It says, in the world you'll have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. He did it first. He overcame the world to show us, thank you, Lord, that it's possible. It's possible. And look at David. You know, his men got upset with him. Praise God. His men got upset with him. And they started throwing things at him and acting up. And look what David had to do. He had to encourage himself. So sometimes, praise God, you're going to have to encourage yourself. It's your time. It's your time to be encouraged. And God is the encourager. He knows how. You're talking about people know how to push your button.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! God knows how to bless us. He knows when. He knows where. He knows how long. He knows just when to put it out there. Many times, praise God. And I thank God for being the encourager that he is, because we learn how to be encouragers ourselves from him encouraging us. And I know many times when I was on the job or on my way home, and I'd be thinking on how I'm going to do this or how I'm going to do that, and God would just put something in my view. And I know one day I was thinking that I needed some money, and I didn't know how I was going to get it. I didn't have enough, praise God. And I was thinking hard on it, and I was praying, praise God. And do you know the Lord let a car come in front of me, and on the bumper sticker, it said, money coming. And I said, Lord, you have such a sense of humor. And I love God for that, because he does that. He does that. He has ways of encouraging us that we don't even know how God do it. Praise God. A thought, minister? Praise God. Minister, are you there? Praise God. So amen, amen, amen. So we will move on. So we talked about Samuel 30 and 6 and how David was greatly distressed, but he still, his dependency, he was looking to the Lord. He was looking for the Lord. Psalm 34, 4, 5, and 8, it says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. What fears do you have? Praise God. What fears do you have? That's why it's so important that we have the Lord in our lives. Praise God. Because he says that he has not given us a spirit of fear. Praise God. God didn't give us that. Amen. That's a trick of the enemy to keep us fearful of things. It's not of God. So that's not something, that's not a tool for the believer, praise God. That's not a tool for the believer, praise God. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, sound mind, praise God. So we are not to fear. It says those who look to him are radiant. Those who look to the Lord. Praise God. They're radiant. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So what do you think about that scripture, minister?
Well, I just joined back in. So I had lost connection. So I'm
okay.
in my vehicle still. Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
And it's Psalm 34:4-5, and it's 8. He said, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. So I was saying that God has not given us a spirit of fear, and fear is of the enemy. And the enemy comes to torment us. He don't want us to have the spirit of the Lord in our lives. He don't like that. And so any way that he can distract us or disencourage us, he'll do just that. Praise God. But God said that he's not given us a spirit of fear. Those who look to him are radiant. Ooh, listen at this. Those who look to the Lord,
Amen.
They're radiant. Their faces shall never be ashamed. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man
Amen.
Who takes refuge in him. We are living in a time where we really need to seek the Lord for our direction. Praise God. We need to seek him. So did you want to say something on that, Minister?
Yes, ma'am. I was just thinking about how many person, I mean, that could be going through something, that could be going through a tribulation, that could be going through an affliction, amen, and you will see them through it with a smile on their face.
Yes.
And that's because they, I mean, have a relationship with Christ, and when you have a relationship with Christ, he put a spirit in you, I mean, to where you don't fear the things that normally would fear those that might go through those things. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So that's when you can walk in joy. I mean, you can walk in peace. You can walk in all those things is because you have God, you have Christ walking with you.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes when we, but sometimes as we drift away from Christ, or we've never been in Christ, I mean, then those are the things that bring on fear because we don't have a relationship. We don't have that person walking with us. I mean, that
right.
spirit walking with us, talking with us, guiding us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So when you were saying that, that's what came to my memories. I think about many times. I remember she had her foot amputated. I mean, she had her foot amputated, and we was like, Grandma, man, she's going to be the end of the world. I don't want to see her down like that. And we went in that hospital room, and she was in there praying and singing songs and telling the nurse, get me out of here because I'm ready to go back to church. Man, I'm ready to get back with get back with my church family. I mean, she walked in there with that walker 2 weeks later, and she had joy in her heart. I mean, she wasn't fearing anything. She said, just let the doctors do what they need to do. I mean, but I'm going to keep my joy. I mean, I'm going to keep treating people well. I mean, I'm going to stay encouraged. Amen. Amen. And she lived a long, fruitful life after she had her foot amputated. She lived another 20 years.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So, you know, I just know the power of God. I've seen it. I mean, I've seen it, and now that I have a relationship with him, now I can recognize it.
Amen.
So praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Talking about, it's your time to be encouraged. It's your time. Praise God. If we're talking about being encouraged, it's your time. So it's going to have to be up to you. You're going to have to take that stand. Yeah, and be encouraged. Go to the Lord. He said that you could come to him in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Praise God. Tell God all about it. Amen. And watch him. He will work it out. John 16:33 says, in the world you will have tribulation. But take heart. Take heart. Anybody ever told you that before? Take heart. Praise God. I have overcome the world. Listen at him. Listen at him talking to us. Praise God. He said, be aware. Be aware that God is so aware of our going through. Just know and remember that he went through it first. That's what we have to remember, that Jesus, he went through it first. So it's not anything that he's telling us to do that he didn't do, that he didn't go through. He tried it first. He tried it first. And not only that, but he left the Comforter. He left the Holy Spirit here with us. So we don't have to do it alone. We don't have to go through life alone. Praise God. He said we are never, thank you, God, we are never alone. We're never, all we have to do is reach out and touch him. Reach out and touch him, and he will touch us back. Amen. This is your time. This is your time to be encouraged. Praise God. And God knows how to do that best. Amen. And he knows how to send others into our lives to do just that. He is an encourager. Praise God. And he has made us to be encouragers for one another. Praise God. Sometimes it's just in a smile. You don't have to say a word. It's just in a smile. You receive that smile, and you know, praise God, and that warms your heart. That warms your heart. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Amen, amen, praise God. Another thought, minister. Yeah.
I was just thinking about how Christ, many times he allows things to happen. Whether it be affliction, a furnace, and I believe it's in Isaiah. I mean, how he talks about the furnace. I mean, that furnace as being that thing to, when we get in there, sometimes we have to be in that furnace of affliction. We have to go through some things. Yeah. I mean, but understand something. We should be encouraged.
Amen.
I mean, because. But just like we learned from Scripture, from the three Hebrew boys, who was in that furnace with them when they got in there? Amen. Who was in that furnace with them when they walked in there?
Yeah.
Because Scripture tells us that the guards that was taking them in, they perished. It was too hot for them. But so at that point, you think they could have walked out?
Yeah.
Like they could have maybe got away. Made a run for it, but through their faith, they kept walking on in. Like they kept walking on in. The king say he saw four people in there.
Amen.
Woo! Oh, man, you got to know whatever it is that you're going through.
That's right.
God is there with you. Christ is there with you. He will never leave you or forsake you.
He'll never.
So we got to understand, we might have to go through some things. As believers, we still shall be persecuted. But at the end of the day, know that our God, the one and only God is going to be there with us.
Amen.
And he's going to be our comforter and our shield and our protection. Amen.
Amen. And Romans 8 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. Praise God. Of course, I want to thank each one who listened. Minister Griffin, for coming on and being our guest on today. Praise God. We pray, God, that you are encouraged and that you know that it's your time to be encouraged. Praise God. And if you would like to message me or email me. My email is mgreen6818@yahoo.in. Praise God. Or if you have a prayer request and you would like to leave that, you can call 737-701-7621 and you can leave your prayer request there. So we pray, God, that you have been encouraged today to know that it's your time. Encouraged. Thank you, Minister, for joining me today.
Yes, ma'am.
So until the next time, right from Block Talk Radio, praise God, we say be encouraged. Bye-bye now.